It's 4:44. You're listening to 89.1 KUAR. I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart with KUAR News. Republican Senate incumbent John Bozeman is again being targeted by his Democratic opponents concerning the party's presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has analysis.
The ad features clips of Donald Trump.
Who do you talk to for military advice right now?
Well, I watch the shows.
And like another online ad released last week by Connor Eldridge's campaign, types out words on a screen, this time saying dangerous, nonsense, and arrogance. UALR political science professor Greg Shufelt.
Well, I think it has the potential to be a very powerful ad. And so we've seen this in both the Democratic and Republican primaries, but in past elections as well, is when you're able to use a candidate's own words against them, voters are likely to believe that, obviously, Donald Trump said those things. There's a video right there showing it. So I think it's something that voters will believe, which is something that not necessarily all negative ads have.
Senator Bozeman hasn't actually come out and supported Donald Trump, though he has said he will support his party's nominee, kind of taking the approach of a lot of people within his party who say they'll support their party's candidate. Do you think it's fair for Senator Bozeman to be targeted in this way?
I think that most people would assume that it is fair. We've seen this in Arkansas in past elections when Mark Pryor was painted with a broad brush tying him to President Obama. And so this is just really par for the course, is that the president is the standard bearer of a party, or a nominee is a standard bearer from a party. And unless a senator does something to distance himself or herself from that nominee, it's a reasonable expectation that they're going to support them.
There has been a lot of talk in Arkansas and elsewhere around the country suggesting that down-ballot races could be impacted by Donald Trump. Do you think that will be the case, that this really could hurt the Republican Party heading into November in the races outside president in particular? There's talk that maybe Republicans could lose control of the Senate.
I think that there is a reasonable expectation that a presidential nominee like Donald Trump has the potential to be a drag on the ticket. And so this is something that is potentially going to move states that are toss-up states or have competitive races into the lean Democratic column. And so the question for Arkansas voters and for people paying attention to Arkansas politics is, does this move the Senate race in Arkansas, which was likely going to be won by Republicans, does this move this from a strong Republican safe seat to a toss-up? And that's what's going to be remain to be seen for these next 6 months.
Any speculation? Do you think that at a certain point, Senator Bozeman or others will have to decide whether or not they actually come out, speak out against Donald Trump, or does there need to be some kind of action taken?
I think that what's going to happen over the summer with the convention and what really happens at the national level with the Republican Party will really sort itself out. And I imagine that Senator Bozeman will just kind of follow whatever the dominant Republican Party strategy is in November. But it's really going to be something that I think remains to be seen. This is something that I anticipate all Democrats are going to be painting all Republicans with this Donald Trump brush, and it's going to be just a matter of what can Republican candidates do to make the race local. And that's really going to make the difference in these margins in some of these close races.
And I guess what the attitude of voters is after the summer and whether or not Donald Trump is able to moderate his tone.
Yeah, I think it all remains to be seen, and I think most political scientists would tell you that this is a race unlike any we've seen in recent history.
Greg Shufelt, UALR political science professor. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks so much.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.